Hey everybody, Francis here. Quick update on the pound flash crash of today. So it's the 7th of the 10th, 2016, and we are Friday, first Friday of the month. It's non-farm day today. That's the US data on employment, the most critical fundamental release that comes out on a monthly basis for forex markets pertaining to the single largest currency pair, which is the dollar. And for that reason, it's particularly light trading the day just leading into non-farm. Further to which, this flash crash that occurred on the pound occurred in the Asian session, which is when the Europe is obviously all in bed, and so is America too, and it's the morning of for the Asian session, which is usually the lightest, excuse me, and around about 11 o'clock at night-ish GMT time, when most traders will already be at home, and early morning in the Japanese stroke Australasian area, the pound was spanked and went into a complete spill to the downside. Now, my comments about this is the main beneficiary appeared to be the dollar. So the pound did its biggest fall against the dollar. So that's GBP, USD, of the majors, that is. I'm not going through all the selected miners, etc. Although it was similarly set up against the yen, and our technical traders in our premium base camp all had drawn their inverted HVFs. That means the downside breaks or continuation pattern setups for further downside, which subsequently occurred. So it shows the value of technical trading and pattern analysis, which is what we do. So if you're interested in that, certainly get in touch. But that's not the purpose behind this discussion. So what it says to me that we already had a technical pattern and we're running various scenarios against the pound for its next sell down leg is that it was already in the ether. This is not a fat finger event. It is not suddenly out of the blue a random event. Were it to have been so, it should have rallied immediately all the way back up and been corrected. This has not occurred. In other words, we are facing continuation to the downside. You also have to consider, and this is where I consider the control structure as it stands and the Brexit vote in light of the general fundamentals. The UK recently committed to an Article 50 triggering event date. And while people are alleging Holland's hard Brexit comments were the main cause, Holland, as we know from all the various inverted commas attacks, alleged Islamic attacks, I put that all in inverted commas, seems to, in France, seems to have been the main patsy for the control structure's agenda regarding this. So it doesn't surprise me that it's attributed to his comments. He'd pick up and say the appropriate thing when required. He's very, very owned and was exceedingly unpopular at one point and getting terrible media, and then suddenly he appears to have been shored up, but seems to be involved in many a thing and involving his nation therein. Anyway, those comments aside from Holland, apparently the key point is this was the perfect ambush point. This is pre a major event when the markets would be exceptionally quiet. It's the quietest session, the Asian session, yet it pertains to Britain. Who would be trading GBP USD in a big way in the Asian session? The Asians would be more dominantly on the yen, possibly the Chinese renminbi and Australian dollar, etc., relative to other majors. So the smacks of ambush, the usual suspects may come up. Someone who previously did very well on shorting the pound was, of course, George Soros, very US-based, so that's your dollar side. And, of course, the Brexit and the control structure, his relationship with various open community charities, political agendas that he supports, from Black Lives Matter to some people have even said he's behind Anonymous and various others. So that, you know, that's a whole can of conspiratorial worms you can go and have a look at. And this is pure speculation, so this is not fact. But I would certainly think that he would be part of that, and part of making it be seen that Britain is unfavorably responded to for the process that it elected to take, which is the unwinding of the conglomeration of geographic areas, going against what one would describe as New World Order type super state governments. And so it's been seen that that is not to be seen to be serving us. Carney, of course, as a controlled entity, and Goldman Sachs has done everything in his power to talk the pound down and to make out that we're in some sort of relative crisis relative to the other nations. My belief system tells me that on balance of probabilities of all the facts that I've analyzed, that globally we are in a Great Depression, but relatively the UK post-Brexit has actually been relatively strong compared to the stats that have come out of the US, the stats that come out of Europe, and a variety of others. However, for some reason or another, Carney has been hell-bent on exceedingly dovish and currency destruction-orientated strategies, which supports the backdrop for this attack which has now occurred. And also ties him in, as I've always assumed him to be, along with most central banker heads, as part of the control structure. So the punished Britain in terms of its currency certainly seems to be the theme for the Brexit vote. And will it drive us back into the EU, as some have said? I don't believe so. Will it be an attempt to make it look what's happened to you, see how you suffer now because you went the wrong way, an example of? Potentially, it could be. However, there's an upside to a cheap currency, and it's pretty damn good for exporters. So there's an element of it's not only bad news, but personally, if you earn in pounds, you want your pound to remain strong, and that'll affect the man in the street in that way. So here's some of the musings. And what I've concluded, it is not a random, out-of-the-blue event. The technical patterns that we were trading, for those of you who would like to see those, I've done a YouTube clip on that. You can see we were scenario casting for a continuation pattern for downside on GBP/USD. And a number of my traders, I've unfortunately been a bit buried in having just come back from a break, but a number of my traders were in that trade and took profits on the GBP/USD from our premium base camp idea shares. And we'd begun scenario casting even before I left for an extended break. So it's clearly not a fat thumb event. It's not a random out of the blue event. It is continuation of an existing theme, which means it's all tied to the macroeconomics of the Brexit and the decision that was taken that we, as a reminder, predicted despite 1-8 odds in favor of Remain. So as a result, this is part of an ongoing attack, my view, with the cooperation of the central banks across the globe, especially Carney as our representative and ex-Goldman Sachs. So I'm repeating myself. That's the key thoughts that I have on it with regards to this. And I would suggest that this may not necessarily be it. However, the target was run on our inverted HVF. So all those getting excited and being momentum chasers are all going to say, and more, and more, and more. Not in the immediate future, no. So the target was run and overperformed to, and while there will be a little bit more downside and it'll get possibly close to where the extreme lows of the bid, it'll churn around for a while, and actually I don't believe until the next flow of information will we go lower. So do not be a late chaser to this trade idea if you are a trader. And macroeconomically, if you're just interested in the macroeconomics, don't rush out and convert your pounds now at these levels for your next holiday. Another point I want to make before closing is the broker's response. The Euro-Swiss franc was a very, very strong lesson to many of the brokers, with 500 million, half a billion lost just in the top seven UK brokers, from Saxo to IG, the spread bettors, etc. And FXCM literally needed to get recapitalized. It destroyed Alpari, etc., etc. So with this flash crash, the interesting thing that happened with many of the brokers is that pending orders and attempts to close trades were suspended. Listen to me now. This is important if you're trading. And it's also important and interesting for people that are not traders, but are macroeconomic, about how the system will work against you. They were not closed, they were suspended, and the pair, the Forex pair of GBP/USD, was made phone-only orders. So without actually picking up the phone and calling in, you would not have been executed. So existing orders were left because of the speed And I suspect potential for gaps, although many say there weren't any specific gaps, there was trade all the way through. I don't have a view on that. I haven't seen all the data flow. And different charting software packages are showing different amounts. So there was clearly a lot of confusion. And certain derived markets, which is not the actual market, but a spread bet is a derived market on the actual market, actually have different dips. So they would have panicked and over-adjusted for exactly that. So this brings into light how the brokers will defend themselves, and they will wait until lower volatility period to close you out unless you pick up the phone. So orders that are submitted online were refused during the high period of volatility. Very key and interesting point in terms of future meltdowns, and I believe when the volatility comes there will be many markets that will be exceedingly volatile, and as a result this new observational strategy, these thermostat reset buttons that switch off almost the ability to trade online and enforce you to go old school and to get to a phone and to dial them up. So make sure you have your broker's telephone number at hand easily. Make sure you can always phone if you're trading, and be aware of this, because I think, although I stand corrected, I think even pending orders were not executed. So this will affect those on the right market getting a lot of extra positive slippage. It may take that away, and those that are on the wrong side getting excessive negative slippage. But if it continues to fall, you don't get closed at all. And if we have the real big one where things get huge, whether it be in equity markets, commodities or FX, you could have open-ended losses. So the risk for speculation is higher than ever before, as the brokers said about defending themselves. That's all I have to say. Quite a bit in that. I hope you enjoy this. My mic is not working on the video recording, otherwise this would have been a YouTube. So I'll post this under the podcast, and I hope you can all get access to this. And I look forward to receiving your comments. Please follow on the podcast, subscribe, and we'll catch up with you soon and give you further updates. Thank you very much. Enjoy.